This is VOA News. Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged nations on Monday to show their solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and contribute hundreds of millions of dollars for an urgent and expensive humanitarian response in the country. In Geneva, Guterres said, the people of Afghanistan need a lifeline. He said, this conference is not simply about what we will give to the people of Afghanistan. It is about what we owe. The UN is appealing for $606 million for the remainder of this year for food, health care, shelter, and other vital needs to assist 11 million people in Afghanistan. Guterres said, in addition to immediate funding, humanitarians need safe and unimpeded access to the country. He also appealed for the safeguarding of the rights of women and girls and the protection of people's livelihoods in order to prevent a total collapse of the economy. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says her office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings of former Afghan security forces by the Taliban. Her office also said there have been instances in which officials in the previous government and their relatives were arbitrarily detained and were later found dead. Michelle Bachelet spoke on Monday to the Human Rights Council, warning of what she called a new and perilous phase for Afghanistan. She criticized the Taliban for what she saw as a disconnect between their words and their actions. She cited multiple allegations of house-to-house searches by the Taliban looking for officials from the previous government and, in her words, people who cooperated with U.S. security forces and companies.